Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Today we'd like to send a special thank you to the following restaurants for supporting No Goat Left Behind: Aldi La, Back 40, Cleaver, Community Food and Drink, Northern Spy, and Palo Santo. Show your support at these restaurants by ordering one of the menu items featuring goat. Goat is the most eaten protein in the entire world, yet in the US we import most of our goat. Our dairy farms are forced to kill some male goats at birth because there's no market for them. Help make a change. Support No Goat Left Behind.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hello, everybody. It's Alessandra. We're back with Growing Good. On this fall rainy day, winter is right around the corner. We're broadcasting live on Heritage Radio Network out of Roberta's in Bushwick. I have an amazing guest with me today. But first, I'm just going to take this opportunity to vent a little bit about what's going on with me in mommy world. I'm going to take it to the streets with my audience. Wally has not been eating for a couple of days. It is so frustrating. He is up to 5, maybe sometimes even 6 bottles of milk, and I'm only supposed to be giving him 3. So basically, our days are me cooking for him, putting plates of food in front of him, him not eating it. He learned the word TV. All he does is point at the TV and says, TV, TV. And then in the night, he's starving and sleeping restlessly, wanting me to nurse him all night long, and then waking up cranky. So we're in a big crankathon. And I've talked to some of my other friends about it. Luckily, I have a home team. We have babies all 5 weeks apart from each other. They're all experiencing the same thing. And we think that it's because they've gained their independence of walking. And so they just, you know, they're walking for the first time. They're just want to go, 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 go till they crash. And so like the ritual of sitting down and eating meals that Wally and I had so beautifully during his crawling phase has just completely gone out the window. So that's where I'm coming from. And, you know, I was driving over here and I was like, man, I'm going to do the show now and I'm so excited. And, you know, but this is what's really going on with me today as a mom. I would love anybody's feedback. Facebook-AlessandraMI. I think I'm just going to have to, you know, put my foot down and just bring it back down to the 2 bottles, one at nap, one at sleep time. I don't do crying out. I don't do timeouts. I actually do something called time-ins, which is where I put Wally on the timeout, but I'm in the room with him so that I separate that, you know, anxiety and that feeling of abandonment. So I've never done anything with the crying, but I think I'm going to start. I'm so nervous because he can't just keep eating all this milk, drinking all this milk and thinking that they're meals. I mean, you know, and on top of it all, I have a baby food networker. I'm part of a food network over here. It's ridiculous. That's what's going on with me. Is that you, Maggie?
Yeah.
Yay. My guest today, everybody, is Maggie Fox. She hails from the West Coast, originally from New York. We're going to tell you her story. Today's topic is, you know, working with baby moms that have inspired me. It's such a far out story. So basically, we will start from the beginning. We had lined up another guest, but Maggie's going to be our live guest, but we're still going to talk about our dear friend Madeline Harmon, who is married to Chuck Harmon. They run Chuck's Vintage in Los Angeles. It's a very, very high-end, amazing vintage store, primarily like flannels, boots, denims, and, you know, some prairiness for the women. And I met Maggie because basically before I had Wally and I was really wanting to have a baby, trying to have a baby, I would go in and hang out with her at her store, and she would be literally breastfeeding her little girl, her second child. She was about 3 months old, like, you know, with tit hanging out, just breastfeeding and, you know, working with working with the shoppers and being like, no, that shirt's too expensive for you. Or, you know, it was just so funny. And she actually asked me to help her out. She was designing a line. And she wanted, you know, me to come help be a mommy helper. And that was my first, like, you know, a hands-on baby experience. And we were going to denim washing factories that I've never seen before, picking out buttons, you know. It was just so amazing. And the baby came along with. So one glorious day, this other tall-legged, sexy lady walks in with her baby boy, you know, on one hip. I remember, Maggie, so clearly you just, like, had him straddled on one hip because he's a big boy, right? He's in the high percentile. Yeah, so he was... He seemed quite a weight. And you guys are just talking shop, blah, blah. And when you left, I was like, who is that? I want her to be my friend. And Maggie was like, oh, you know, I mean, Maddie was like, Maggie runs Filth. And I was like, no way. So I've become a big fan of Maggie. So Maggie co-owns Filth Mart with her husband, Mike. And they were founded in 1997. They used to be on the Lower East Side. I'm sure all of you guys remember it. It was like really kind of surprising when you guys left.
Yeah, but
they,
I know.
Yeah, right? Because it wasn't like an out of business thing. It was a personal choice, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood was gentrified kind of in the wrong direction for us.
Right.
So that didn't, you know, that helped us make our decision to move.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I went by the other day, and it's like, I don't know if it's the people you sold it to, I don't know, but it's like some, like, you know, poser thrift shop that's actually kind of a rainbow, like, you know,
oh,
the
really?
Rainbow, yeah.
I was in New York last weekend, and I didn't even venture by.
Yeah, it's totally crazy.
Out of sight, out of mind.
But so the transition was amazing, and then you're running that store, and you get pregnant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's so many amazing pictures of Maggie on her Facebook. There's also a Filth Mart Facebook, which was, I looked at it last night, and it's so amazing because under the info part, under mission, it just says, feed the baby, exclamation point.
That's exactly right.
So awesome. So I've looked at so many pictures of Maggie. She's just like, you know, with the baby in the store, and then pictures of her son, Renee, and Renee, I'm saying it right, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Renee James.
And he's like swifting the store, chilling out like on rugs in front of a fire pit that it seems like you have in the store.
Yeah.
You know, Renee by the sewing machine, and always all around are, you know, these, I guess is your specialty, these like amazing rock vintage t-shirts.
Exactly. Yeah. Collectible, high-end, kind of, you know, super rare, crazy shirts.
So Renee has always
everywhere
that you don't see, right? That's a specialty in like sweatshirts and jackets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I also saw on your website, which is filthmart.net, people, that you guys do custom wardrobing. It looked really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done a lot of different things. We did a show that was super, super cool for MTV. They did a pilot, and it didn't get picked up. I think it did maybe in Canada for a little while, but it was called How's Your News? And it was a traveling news troupe of adult people with different types of different disabilities.
Oh.
And they had red carpet access to the Grammys, and they went to South by Southwest, and they were just this really unique, amazing group of people. And we did
embroidered denim jackets for
them for, like, in the field, and it was very protest-looking. And then we also did these really refined school-looking jackets with nice... you know, red piping for when they were newscasters.
Yeah.
And that was great. That was my favorite job ever.
Oh, awesome.
And that was great. And then we also do a lot of that. Like, I embroider things and just do stuff that, you know, people can't just go out and buy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking more about Maggie's new independent line on the second segment of the show, but let's talk about working with Renee for a little bit, because it was really just, you know, you, I know it just seems like such a small flight, our interaction, but to me, really got my wheels going with, like, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. I don't want to have somebody else raising my son. I want to create, you know, an environment where I'm working and my son's coming with me. So what happened? How quickly did you go back to work with Renee? How old is he?
Well, it was a holiday weekend. He was born at the end of August. And so, I guess, what is that, Labor Day?
Yeah.
I took literally the weekend off, and I went to work when Renee was 4 days old.
Oh, So did you set up like a little baby corner? Because I know at Chuck's Vintage, I never saw Phil before I came back to New York. I got pregnant so fast. But at Chuck's Vintage in the back, you know, Maddie had like a crib, a rocking chair, and a couch right by her
computer. That's exactly our setup, too. We have a back office, and Renee had a bassinet that some of our beautiful friends made us. It was a vintage bassinet, and they refurbished the whole thing, and it was just great. And we had a little crazy swing back there, and
so
a couch, and me and Mike.
And so when customers would come in, though, because, you know, there's different times, like sleepy time and blah, blah, and you would just tackle that all, and the customers were just cool about it?
Absolutely. We our business is very client-driven,
right.
And so everybody that knows us and knows us well kind of went through this experience with us. They would come in, and I was growing, and they were all very excited, and I had gifts waiting for Renee before he was ever born from all of our different customers, and that was really sweet, and we didn't know if Renee was going to be a boy or a girl. We never found out, and so it was interesting what people got for us, not knowing, and
that's cool.
And it was just a really beautiful sort of, you know, just influx of love.
So if the
really,
baby was sleeping
really
and the clients would come in, they'd be like, oh, cool, and they'd still, like, shop, and then if the baby was crying and you were breastfeeding, it'd be like, you'd just be doing it.
Yeah, and I was a lot like Maddie. I mean, I, you know, I have no shame. I'm not, there was no
beautiful
blankets over Renee's head. He was just out there, you know, doing his thing, and, and it's like that today. I mean, Renee's three now, and when you come in the store, there's a giant Formula One racing car with that's parked under the denim jacket, you know.
Yeah.
We don't treat the store like it's not an extension of our home, because it is. We're there
but
more than we are
home. But at the same time, I have to ask, when the crawling started and you're not having that communication with your son, how would you tell him, like, oh, don't touch that, or you just raised everything?
No. He's, luckily, he's a very... he responds very well.
Well, it must have just been in his
sort of
mind,
direction
though.
That we give him. He's never been much of a struggle for us whatsoever, you know. And he just understands, and he's
because
really cute.
Wally, right now, for example, when we go to yoga class, like he, if the door closes, like he just like wants to go to the door and open the door. I mean, would Renee ever just want to like get out?
Not really.
That's great.
The surprising part. He was always, you know, he would go and watch the cars out the window and wave to people, and he would get very excited when someone would pull in, and
when
he would pull out, he'd watch
family business
people to the door.
That's so good. And he help you like put things in the bag when they buy the things and stuff.
He shows people what he thinks that they should get, and I swear to you, more often than not, they're like, oh, my God, this kid just picked out the shirt that I'm going
to
buy.
Right. Like, you can't say no to that face. That's amazing. Oh, that's so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about eating? So you breastfed, and then, like, when you started eating, like, now what's your setup? Like, do you bring the food from home? Do you guys order in a lot? It's just whatever happens on that day?
Pretty much, yeah. I try and do my best and try and pack before we go to work. But that doesn't always happen.
Of course. I didn't even have coffee today, and I'm, like, doing this right now.
Yeah. And luckily, we do have Whole Foods right at the corner.
It's
the closest.
And, of course, you're the boss, so you could just put the be back in 5 minutes sign whenever you want
to. That's exactly what we do. In fact, we keep the same thing, the same sign with a piece of tape on it that says back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And Renee, what happens is that Renee knows kind of what time of the day.
Right.
That we take our quote-unquote walk, he will go behind the counter, pick up the sign, and put it on the door.
That is so cute.
And he's been doing that since he could walk.
That is just so amazing. What about buying for your store? Is that something that Mike takes over, or you guys take...
Yeah, Mike has always been the primary buyer.
Right.
There's certain things.
And you're
that,
like the stylist. You style the store.
Yeah, exactly. I do
and
most
fix
of the
stuff that he brings.
All that kind of stuff. And then
I'm sure he brings
pieces.
You things you have to fix all the time. You're like,
Yes, exactly. But there are certain things that he, you know, because I basically am the person that deals with the clients.
Sure.
I'm the shopping person more so. And so I know, you know, kind of what everyone's looking for. So I can
so you'll
help
give
my,
him tips,
you know, exactly. Like, we need to look for this certain person or,
cool.
you know, we've really sold through these, you know, let's look for more of them. You know, so that's kind of how we...
And that must be such an amazing environment for Renee, too, being in the store with you all the time. And then, I mean, just the whole interaction and the whole family business thing. It just sounds like pure love. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I know. And Mike is, he is such a hands-on dad. I've never, you know, he's amazing. He definitely is there. and
I wonder if when Renee's getting older, he's going to understand.
You know, we both have always been, you know, very aware of the idea that if we want this to work, we have to make it so that it is something that is an entire, it's a unit, you know, it's not this, we separate one thing from the other.
Right.
It's, we're all here together.
Right.
And that's what we do. You know, if I need to sew, if I need to get something done, that's, Mike knows that he has to make sure that I can get that done.
Right, your
and
team.
And vice versa.
And that's how it works, you know. And ladies, you can have this at home, you know, if your husband has another job, that's cool. Like, you know, you can find a friend, you know, maybe he wants to go into business with you. There's lots of ways to do this. And I'm just a huge advocate of this kind of upbringing. I just think it's amazing. And also just the value of the dollar, the value of... you know, the work, things that have been lost in, you know, over the years and in our society. I just think it's really, really far out. We're going to take our first song break, and then when we get back, Maggie's going to tell us all about her new stuff.
It was the most convenient door. I found $1 million baby in a 5-and-dime store. The rain continued for an hour. I hung around for 3 or 4, around $1 million baby, from a 5-and-dime store. You know that she was selling candy, and when she rolled those eyes, I bought so much candy, till I was twice my size.
I love that song, Bobby Darin. That one was for you, Maggie.
I love it.
So, all right, filthmart.net, people. And when you visit California, which all of us New Yorkers do frequently, they are located at 1038 North Fairfax Avenue, West Hollywood. So this is Maggie Fox. She is the co-owner and of Filth Mart, and her son goes to work with her every day. This is our segment on working with babies. It's an inspirational segment. Now we're going to be talking about, I mean, and this is when Maggie started blowing my mind, and I was like, I need this person on the air, and I'm so thankful that you agreed to. Maggie's phoning in right now from a visit at her parents' house in Philadelphia. I mean, the things us mothers do, work never stops.
Actually, I wish it was Philadelphia. I'm in central PA in the very, very deep woods.
Oh, woods. That's, you don't want to say woods to a New Yorker. We're like,
no, we have no internet, no, you know, cell phone service. It's definitely a vacation.
Well, Maggie, tell us about your new design of clothing. Maggie has designed a new line of children's clothing and children's goods, and I'm sure that Renee has been your inspiration.
I
know that he's definitely been your fit model and model, which is so amazing, which we'll talk about more. But how did that come about, this project?
Well, when Renee was little, and I did spend a little bit more time, you know, being mommy, you know, he was always breastfeeding, and it was kind of when I got a chance to just, you know, really sew a little bit more than I had in a long time.
Because you would sew while you were breastfeeding?
I would want to sew for him.
You would sew while you were breastfeeding?
Yes.
You're so awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and now when I sew, Renee pushes the pedal for me.
That's amazing.
That's the thing, you have to, whenever you're doing one of these deals where, you know, it's mommy and baby and daddy and stuff, that's what you have to do. You have to figure out ways to incorporate the baby into what you're doing so that he's not bored and doesn't feel that, you know, he doesn't fit in or that he's bothering you. You have to...
That's such a great tip, because it's so hard to just be like, shh, mommy's working, or, you know...
Yeah, no, and you just have to, like, your patience has to grow exponentially, of course, but it's pretty fast because you love your child, and it, you know, and when you see them recognizing what it is that you do and connecting that to you, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's, you know, Renee picks up a spool of thread and he brings it over to me. Like, are we going to do this now or what? You know? And I love that. I just think it's great.
And you help him pick out, and I'm sure you pick, you know, you can tell him which colors to pick out when you're learning
colors.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. That's so awesome. It is. It's a beautiful thing. But so, yeah, when he was smaller, and I started reworking a lot of vintage stuff, you know, things that when Mike and I would go buying and we would get stuff that was either stained or just things that really we couldn't use for the store, but somehow we wound up with them. That was kind of the, you know, what I would use. I wasn't going out and making patterns and all that. I was just reworking stuff into smaller little things. And so I had done, like, I would say 5 or 6 pieces that were unique and they were really cool shapes. And my friends would be like, oh, my God, I have to have that. You have to make me one, this, that, and the other. And then my friend Mitra Khayyam, who has an amazing graphics T-shirt line called Blood is the New Black.
Right.
And she's great. And she came to me and said that, you know, she was kind of looking to do a graphics kids line.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, I actually have a few things that we could use as a real line and make a children's clothing line. And I showed her the things, and so those were our first initial sample set, the
right.
little things that I had already made for Renee that were kind of tried and true and people loved.
Right.
And so then we went into our first season knocking off my things, and
right.
that
That's
was how
so
it all
awesome.
Began. And now we have Little Warrior, and it's amazing.
And now, is that her little girl that's in the pictures, or that's a model?
Nope.
No.
Those are models. Renee is the only
so
non-professional.
So, people, you can check this out. We'll talk about more where you can buy these pieces, but you can check all this out for, you know, instantly now at the Little Warrior Facebook page. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's so amazing. They've been basically every season doing lookbooks, and Renee gets old, you know, grows through these lookbooks. And I actually ordered my son a piece that I can't
Yay.
Wait to get. Mm-hmm. I got a terry cloth. It's made out of terry cloth, the capes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Baby French terry.
Baby French terry. And it's embroidered in the back, or is that the screens? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, those are printed.
That's printed.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Right,
the new ones that will be coming out in spring have embroidery.
Right.
But the first two seasons, it was a screen print.
Yeah,
with baby-friendly ink.
So, you know, tell me more about, like, what the fabrics that you like to use.
We started out making it, because everything I wanted to just be soft and lived in from the get-go. And
yeah.
so it is all of that sort of fleece, baby terry, just anything super, super soft. And we over-dye and enzyme so that it, you know, it has that lived-in feel before you ever get it. And the shapes, everything is bigger and billowy, and they're all unisex. It's meant to be, you know, bought and then reused over and
yeah.
over again. And the shapes that I make are also so that if your baby's smaller and you buy it and it's giant and oversized, it looks cute, and then you can wear it for a year. And
right.
when they're kind of busting out of it, they still look great. It still looks, it takes on a different new look, but it still fits. And you know, that's the way I dress Renee. It's kind of this ragamuffin,
yeah.
you know, really just cuteness.
Now, have you incorporated a little vintage children's in fills just from having a baby, or you save all that stuff for yourself, huh?
Well, I'm a hoarder when it comes to that, but we always have had some vintage kids pieces, and we always did make little kids T-shirts. Actually,
yeah.
Renee has a T-shirt that he wears now that Mike and I printed when we were dating back in New York, and it was a little
no.
Phil Smart spade with a 13 in it, and I looked at it, and I was like, okay, I'm keeping this.
Yeah,
and keep he was like, sakes. What for? I'm like, well, don't even worry about it.
That's so great. But so would you say that a lot of your designs, you know, come from the inspiration of your bond with Renee?
Or, absolutely.
And your background, obviously. But, I mean, Renee, you know, Renee, and how is he taking being your fit model and your model? Has it just been an amazing experience?
Oh, yeah, he's great. There's actually a little video, it's probably, you know, way down now, but a while ago it was called Production Assistant, and it was a video of Renee on a stool wearing a sample and handing me pins so that I could fit the garment on him and get it back into to our production person to, you know,
yeah.
get the new sample made. And he really, yeah. he understands what he's doing and we show him from the first sample until the last one, and it's really fun. It's really good.
And on top of all this, Maggie has also been, you know, coordinating events. So you've been having fashion shows for. I saw an invitation, but I don't know if it was just to look at the lookbook or was it like a. Did you have an event for Little Warriors?
Well, Little Warrior, not so much. We've been doing
Filthmart
once a
Bazaar.
Month at Filthmart. We have an open-air market, and it's called a Filthmart Bazaar.
Right.
And we do it in the evening on the third Thursday of the month.
And you incorporate music. I know you had Jenny O. I think maybe you had Jonathan
Wilson. Yes, exactly. I have so many amazing, talented friends that just donate themselves to me. My one girlfriend is an herbalist, and she makes the most beautiful pottery, and then all this great jewelry, and exactly what you just said. I mean, I'm so lucky to be friends with a lot of great musicians, and they all just,
yeah, but you know, I mean, it's just taste. We all find each other because of the taste.
Exactly,
I'm sure they're big fans of coming into your store and getting discounts, so don't worry.
Yeah, people come and they shop, and it's a really cute little environment. Everyone brings their lamps, and we plug it all in, and it takes on this little sort of small town look.
Yeah.
And so you bring in
other vendors. So you're actually creating a space for other vendors?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And Renee, always living in all of this, doing the flyers with you while you're making the phone calls and then coming to these events now that he's a little older.
Yeah, and his dad, you know, Mike is an amazing artist, and he hand draws every graphic that we put on a t-shirt is hand drawn by Mike, and same with my flyers. He makes up all of the flyers for the bazaar, and Renee recognizes everything that he draws, and he's like, Daddy did that, you know, and he gets very involved in it. And sometimes when Mike's drawing, you know, Renee will sit down with his crayons and things like that, and they compare, and it's, you know, we're lucky. We have a very
Well, but it's hard work. You are lucky because it's great, but you know, you got to look at it from the beginning. You guys were like in New York and we're just all the way back from dating. Dating is difficult. Now you've got to
Exactly.
So you're lucky, but at the same time, it really is a triumph to you, Maggie. I'm so glad that you could be on the show and inspire my other mommy friends because, you know, all my friends, dads and moms, you know, and I've got a lot of Mr. Mom friends, you know, that were musicians. The wife to his business took off during pregnancy. They're hands on, and they feel that they need to like put their music aside, but when it comes to business, which is what really is going to, you know, help us all survive, and independent business, you know, I really am a strong advocate, is the way to go. Make your own rules, like balance
Absolutely.
Your own checkbooks. You know, that is such a great environment, and that is a schooling on its own for your children. And not to mention that you just taking it to the next level and saying, hey, like, I'm not going to throw my child in daycare. Because this is something I want to be with him, and I can make
imagine,
this a safe,
you know,
environment.
I mean,
and I'm not knocking women that have other jobs that have to go to daycare, because if they're like lawyers and doctors and they're saving the world, but at the same time, I know that I'm certain that they dream of situations where they could take their child to work. And you know, for me, I'm definitely gonna be going your route, and I'm very thankful for you to be on the show today and inspiring everybody. You're doing such an amazing job, and when Wally gets old enough and we'll come out to LA, we'll make sure to come during one of the Filthmart Bazaar events.
You have to,
definitely. So before we go, let my audience know, where can we get the fall holiday Little Warriors line? What's the easiest thing to do?
You can go straight to Facebook. Our website is fed right through Facebook. So if you go to either littlewarriorkids.com or just go to the Facebook page,
Little Warriors,
you can find everything right there. And the line's actually called Little Warrior, but
Little
Warrior. When it came to getting the website and all that kind of stuff, we had to go with Little Warrior Kids.
Okay, Little Warrior
Even though there actually is no kids on the real name. But you know how that goes. That's how you can find it. And
check
it out.
And I do love your logo. Your logo is awesome.
They're all really unique pieces.
So your partner designed the Little Warrior logo.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Thank you. I like it too.
Thanks, Maggie. I'll see you back out west. And let us know if you're coming out east. Let's play date.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, guys. This is it for Growing Good. We'll see you next week.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
following message has been brought to you by Taste Brooklyn. Our city's finest chefs partner with farmers and local vineyards next to the Green Market for an extraordinary outdoor culinary festival. Try exquisite delicacies using locally grown seasonal delights on the plaza outside Brooklyn's Borough Hall. Top chefs and artisans will offer sumptuous fare paired with premium wines, all to empower our neediest children to get healthy. The mighty FDNY and DSNY harbor their own culinary masters in uniform. They will cook off against the pros. Sample delicious cuisine without stressing over a reservation while supporting a worthy cause. Taste Brooklyn's Feel to Fork Outdoor Culinary Festival, Saturday, October 15th, 2011, from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Learn more and buy tickets at tastesofbrooklyn.blogspot.com. That's TASTESOF Brooklyn.blogspot.com.